UW political scientist Ed Freeman says unless the U.S. changes its position on talking directly with North Korea, it will be up to China and South Korea to defuse the ticking nuclear bomb.
Because the North Korean economy is totally dependent on South Korea and China.
But if they can't work out a nuke test moratorium, then Freeman believes we're headed down the road of a nuclear arms race in the region.
We've hardly begun on the bad stuff here. We're at day one on a long, long journey, which can indeed make the likelihood total destruction of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement, nuclear weapons spreading to so many nations you won't even be able to count them.
Freeman says in order for the U.S. to be effective with North Korea, we would have to negotiate with them and give them some sort of assurance they won't be attacked.
If they feel that they're going to be invaded at the end of the day like Iraq was, then there's no way in the world you're going to get them to stop going down this nuclear path.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.